Air America Radio News, I'm Erica Martin. A four-wheel drive vehicle has rammed into the main terminal this morning at the Glasgow Airport and has exploded into flames. Now, police say there's no immediate report of injuries. Authorities say the vehicle has not penetrated the building. The blaze is under control. A witness told Sky News that a man driving the car had scuffled with police immediately after the incident and has been wrestled to the ground at this point. China is not pleased with the U.S. thanks to a ban on importing four kinds of its seafood. A Chinese news agency says this new ban is unacceptable and wants the matter resolved as soon as possible. The Food and Drug Administration said earlier this week it would not allow imports of Chinese farm-grade seafood unless the suppliers could prove the shipments contain no harmful residue. President Bush wants Americans to remember the true meaning of Independence Day. In his weekly radio address, Bush has asked now that we remember, quote, the spirit of liberty that led to the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Bush, who will speak on July 4th, the West Virginia Air National Guard, praised those members of the armed forces who are currently fighting to defend our ideals of our nation. Bush also says he now believes his new war strategy is working and that America's top priority is helping the Iraqis build a free nation. Some communities in drought-stricken areas of the U.S. are saying no, no to public firework displays for the 4th of July again this year. USA Today reports that officials in the dry and fire-prone areas of the U.S. will crack down also on backyard fireworks parties. There is an alternative for some. For example, a laser light show will replace the fireworks displays in Burbank, California this year. And in Woodstock, Georgia, a parade and festival are still on, but the city community affairs director, Donna Godfrey, says the residents are asked now to postpone the fireworks displays. There are plans now to shoot off those fireworks again around Halloween instead. And a big television news that search continues for a replacement to host The Price is Right now that Bob Barker has retired. The LA Daily News reports that ESPN's own Dan Patrick was offered the job, but on his radio program today, Patrick says he's just not interested. So send in those tapes. And don't forget Bob's favorite saying, control the pet population and spay and neuter your pets. Erica Martin, Air America Radio News.
Greetings. Welcome. Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Ueni hao. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Bonjour. Buongiorno. Sawadee karup. Guten tag. Half a day. Salam. Shalom. Peace. Now. Go vegan. Peace now. Go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget Pharmaceutical Vivisection Prison Kilitary Industrial Corporation in the bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Mission accomplished. For the next hour, your radio, your PC, your laptop, your notebook, your iPod, your satellite receiver will be occupied by Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And I reassured Air America management and ownership that I would be welcomed by the Air America audience with flowers and chocolate. Oh, and by the way, could you please make that an organic dark chocolate? Please, no milk chocolate. That wouldn't be vegan, okay? Having cow milk in it, or as I see it, bloody trans species mammary secretions. No. That wouldn't be vegan. Just that after being vegan myself now for 23 years, I've come to see just about everything from a vegan perspective. So the vegan spin zone, that's what I thought I might be able to contribute to the conversation on Air America, to broaden the progressive talk and Air America. Perhaps a vegan spin zone is just what we need, huh? For example, I just happen to have a vegan perspective on everything. I mean, most Air America shows view violence, torture, beheadings, and death as important current political issues. Well, from a vegan perspective, I see those as what you had for breakfast. Huh? You are what you eat. And you probably had that for lunch and dinner also. Hello, my name is Bob, and I'm a recovering meat eater, a most unlikely host for the first network vegan show. I grew up eating meat every day of my unenlightened life. I won a hamburger eating contest in my youth. I ate 30 White Castle hamburgers, and miraculously, I lived to tell about it. Kids, don't try that at home. Or don't try that at White Castle either. And while my BA is in mass communications from Queens College of the City University of New York in Flushing, New York, and I've had an illustrious career in management and on air at music radio stations all around the country. But right now, my focus, it's almost like a postgraduate focus as a student of vegetarianism. Actually, still quite related to Flushing in a way, as one of our proud cheers on this program over the past 6.5 years, and yes, this show has been on for 6.5 years, even though today is the first broadcast on Air America. And you can go to goveganradio.com for archived programs, but one of our most popular cheers has been, vegans are number one at number two. And while that may seem like cheap poopy joke pandering for ratings to the lowest common denominator, might I suggest that maybe all of those Republier cons, maybe all they need is just a little fiber in the diet, and maybe, you know, they won't just be so constipated and so concerned about dropping all those bombs and missiles. You know, maybe it's just they need a little fiber, and you don't get any fiber from meat. It only comes from the vegetable kingdom. So that is my suggestion for the Republier cons listening today. Anyway, I don't mean to take a whole network into the toilet when really a vegan show should be uplifting. When a vegan radio show should, what a vegan show should bring to Air America should be, all the solutions to the problems lamented on Air America. And that's what I find so amazing about my veg-ucation, coming to realize that everything that's wrong with the world is a byproduct of our meat and dairy consumption. Well, actually, your meat and dairy consumption. I'm vegan. All of our problems, I mean, I was just as shocked as you probably are right now to come to the realization that war, violence, disease, world hunger, energy crises, global warming, deforestation, resource depletion are all rooted in humans' unnatural diet of death. Meat and dairy. And admit it, you know, when you see a cow or a pig or a chicken, you don't salivate. You know, I've been a peace activist since I got up and walked out of my class at Stuyvesant High School in Manhattan. We closed down the Long Island Expressway. And, you know, that was, the good old days at Stuyvesant High School, I remember. And, you know, I had a great guidance counselor, a great career counselor back at Stuyvesant. I can remember him saying to me...
Oh, Nguyen, I know, and you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
And back then, I walked the walk, you know, but not all the way, because I didn't know that the lifestyle of peace was to be vegan, completely vegetarian. And really, how can we march for peace and then later sit down and talk about it with the blood of a murder victim dripping down our chin? And that is blood. That's not juice. Only juice from fruits and vegetables, not from animals. And by the way, what do I need to say more other than George W. Bush eats meat? Huh? Gandhi didn't. And George W. Bush seems to have mad cow disease, while Gandhi had sacred cow enlightenment. And I also must point out that Dick Cheney eats meat, but the Dalai Lama? The Dalai Lama says go vegan. In a recent AP report, Dalai Lama, in a visit to Australia, called for a halt to lab experiments on animals and made the case for eating only fruits and vegetables. He said, quote, "Hunting, beef, sheep farms, piggeries, millions die, billions die. We can be so cruel to animals." He was critical of companies and organizations that he said, quote, "remained indifferent to the rights of animals by experimenting on them." Quote, "taking care of animals is essential to developing more happiness in human beings." And he said he went meat, dairy, and egg-free in 1965 and used to rescue animals who were going to be slaughtered. So there's an example for you, huh? So what's on the grill for the 4th of July? Well, don't eat like George W. Bush. Eat veggie burgers. That's a good idea. Why char a pathogen-laden corpse to carcinogenic imperfection, huh? When you can have a veggie burger instead. That's the burger that's good for Americans, you know, because grilling meat forms carcinogens, and those compounds are called HCAs, heterocyclic amines. And so, you know, you're either with the terrorists or with the vegans. You're either for cancer for Americans or you're for health for Americans. I remember a few years back, I was on a radio station, a 50,000-watt AM station in Orange County, and the guy who came on after me used to come in the building and say, "Is the communist still in the building? Is the communist still in the building?" You know, because he thought the most un-American thing I could suggest on the radio was to not eat grilled cow flesh on the 4th of July. And then I pointed out to him that he indeed was being very American by already having had two strokes. You know, that's the number three killer in America, the number one debilitator. He's right. It's very American to eat meat. And as an American, you have your right to heart disease and cancer, the top two killers of Americans every year. You know, we worry so much about Al-Qaeda, but really, on Al-Qaeda's budget, you know, they'd be better off, instead of buying explosives, just buying poster board and magic markers and holding up signs saying, "Americans, keep eating what you're eating. Americans, keep eating what you're eating." You know, they're suicide bombers. We are suicide eaters. That's what meat and dairy are. So why isn't the Department of Deutschland Security shutting down slaughterhouses and butcher shops and slashed food restaurants, huh? Is it because, is it on the take from the true axes of evil? McDevils, Murder King, Kills Jr., Kentucky Fried Chicken, Outbreak Steakhouse, Dead Lobster, Up Chuck E. Cheese, Skin and Snout. That's what a hamburger's all about. Wendy's. Oh, speaking of Wendy's, you know, I listened with some dismay to John Edwards and his wife in an interview recently on Air America, and they said they're going to celebrate their next anniversary the way they have their last 30 Going to Wendy's, which is really sad because the connection hasn't even been made yet. The connection, red meat increases breast cancer risk. Go to PCRM.org. I was going to go into this article from Good Medicine, but that's the latest study, Harvard Nurses study. Women who consumed 1.5 or more servings of red meat per day had nearly double the risk of developing hormone receptor positive breast cancer compared with women consuming 3 or fewer servings of red meat per week. The connection is obvious. Please support this show with a tax-deductible donation. You can donate online. Go Vegan Radio is a project of 501c3 International Humanities Center, and you can donate online at goveganradio.org or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio. Mail it to P.O. Box 40246, San Diego, 92164. Now you can run on solar power, too, with Sunshine Burgers since 1983. Now it's your turn to discover the delicious simplicity of organic vegan ingredients with protein-packed Sunshine Burgers. Protein from the sunflower, energy from the sun. Sunshine Burgers, simply delicious from simple ingredients like the original, certified organic, ground raw sunflower seeds, brown rice, carrots, herbs, and sea salt. Delicious. Or try the organic, zesty Southwestern Sunshine Burger. Magnifico. Look for Sunshine Burgers in the frozen food section of your natural foods market, where you'll also find the barbecue Sunshine Burger with natural smoke flavor. No soy, no wheat, gluten-free Sunshine Burgers. Protein from the sunflower, also rich in fiber, potassium, iron, and vitamin E. The gourmet burger since 1983. Oven-baked, pre-cooked, heat and serve. Sunshine Burger, sponsoring Go Vegan with Bob Linden, weekends on Air America.
going to be round my vegetables. I'm going to chow down my vegetables. I love you most.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
There's a bill that would overturn the 35-year-old ban on the importation and sale of kangaroo skins and meat in California. That's SB 880, and it made it out of the Senate earlier this month. The bill is now headed for a vote in the Assembly Water Parks and Wildlife Committee this coming Tuesday, July 3rd. So the hearing will take place at 1:30 p.m. That's in room 126 of the State Capitol building in Sacramento. So attend if you can, or call your assembly members now if you can. Also, a federal legislative alert coming to you that a subcommittee in the U.S. House of Representatives has recently drafted language for the upcoming 2007 Farm Bill, which could effectively block crucial advancements in state and local animal protection laws, overriding those animal protection laws, presenting their passage, like the laws recently banning foie gras or other important safeguards that could help animals. So, again, that is Section 123 of the 2007 Farm Bill. And coming up Wednesday, July 18th, 7 p.m. in Santa Rosa, it's the Sierra Club's monthly environmental forum. Can't afford a Prius? You can still make a difference three times a day. Animal Rights Conference coming up in L.A., July 19th through the 23rd. Visit animalrightsconference.org, arconference.org.
Over 10 generations of dogs have thrived on V-Dog, the original vegetarian dog food from England. V-Dog now manufactured and available in the U.S. Vegan formula V-Dog, complete protein nutrition with all essential amino acids, vitamins, and minerals for your dog to thrive. Winner of the PETA Prague Award for no animal ingredients, no animal testing, but test V-Dog on your dog, and if he or she doesn't love it, we'll refund your money. Benefits could be improved dental hygiene, digestion, weight management, healthier skin and coat, and increased energy. Not part of the pet food recall, V-Dog maintains the highest industry testing standards. Order V-Dog online at www.vdogfood.com or call 1-888-280-8364. Available in 5.5 or 33-pound bags, free shipping. Check the website for stores, including Whole Foods Sacramento. Call 1-888-280-8364 or visit vdogfood.com.
Must die a death for no reason. big crime. It's not the succulent beast you're kind. It is death for no reason, and death for no reason is murder. And the cough that you cough with a smile, it is murder. And the turkey you festively slice, it is murder.
Is your omega-3 a little fishy? Well, too bad if it is, because then you're actually depleting the oceans of marine life. And fish and fish oils often contain mercury, heavy metals, PCBs, and other toxins that accumulate in marine environments. Now you can benefit from the original vegan omega-3 DHA supplement, Omega Zen 3 from Nutru. DHA, a long-chain omega-3 fatty acid considered a critical nutrient, one of the main components of the brain, required for functioning of all neural systems. Omega Zen 3 has been evaluated by the Environmental Defense Organization's Oceans Program as a best choice product, with test results showing no mercury, PCBs, dioxins, or other similar contaminants. Available at Whole Foods Southern California, Rainbow Grocery San Francisco, Integral Yoga New York, or order online from Vegan Essentials. Nutru, sponsoring Go Vegan with Bob Linden, weekends on Air America.
Powerful hurricanes, devastating droughts, rising sea levels. Global warming is one of the greatest environmental threats imaginable. The good news is that we each have the power to protect the environment every time we eat. Studies show that adopting a vegetarian diet does more to reduce greenhouse gas emissions than switching to a hybrid vehicle. The power is on your plate. For more information, visit www.vegforlife.org.
Looking for a truly great vegan restaurant in Hollywood? Try Truly. It's a great vegan restaurant at 5907 Hollywood Boulevard, right off the Hollywood Freeway at the Hollywood Boulevard exit. It says right on the menu, we want to make a positive and helpful contribution to society. By using products that are animal-free, we are making a statement to ourselves and others that we are conscientious eaters, acting toward the greater good of all beings. Find out how good the greater good can taste. Go to Truly, 5907 Hollywood Boulevard. Visit the website, trulyvegan.net.
Linden.
And I would like to thank the sponsors who make this program possible. You should know that this is our first network broadcast of Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and it's expensive. Distribution and production mean that I will have to raise $200,000 over the course of the next year, but totally worth it. And I do that through the support of donations, tax-deductible donations, and the support of sponsors. And I am so grateful that Nancy Alexander with Sublime Restaurant has decided to become a sponsor of Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And if you live in South Florida or are visiting soon, well, lucky you. You can enjoy vegan, vegetarian dining on a whole new level at Sublime Restaurant in Fort Lauderdale, one of the unique dining experiences in all the world. No wonder it's a favorite of Paul McCartney, Pamela Anderson, Bob Barker, Alicia Silverstone. Celebrities and locals flock to Sublime because, well, it has an award-winning menu that it'll excite even your meat-eating friends. It got 4 out of 4 stars from the Sun Sentinel. USA Today, top 10 restaurants in the nation list for cuisine with a conscience. And Sublime has also been recognized as the best restaurant in Broward County by the South Beach Wine and Food Festival. And with cascading window waterfalls, skylights, Italian glass tiles, and exotic tropical trees, Sublime won the award for Best Restaurant Decor by the Zagat Guide. Sublime Restaurant, 1431 North Federal Highway, Fort Lauderdale. Private events, too. And for reservations, call 954-539-9000 or reserve online at sublimerestaurant.com. Where you can read reviews and see the menu. And, yes, please say thanks to Nancy Alexander. You'll love it for dinner, dessert, and spirits. I hear the piccata and the portobello tenderloin are spectacular. Highly recommended. So definitely check it out. Again, for reservations, 954-539-9000 or visit the website sublimerestaurant.com.
M-E-A-T-S-T-I-N-K-S. Meat stick.
That it does, and that's why we have a vegan radio program. This program, while it may seem new to you today, the first broadcast on the Air America Network, XM Satellite. This program started 6.5 years ago and has been on in Los Angeles and San Francisco over the years. And many shows are archived at goveganradio.com. Well, my very first guest 6.5 years ago was the co-founder and president of the world's largest animal rights organization, PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. And it seemed to work so well for that being the first commercial vegan radio program. And now this is the first network vegan radio program. So let us welcome Ingrid Newkirk, founder and president of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Welcome, Ingrid.
Oh, thank you, Bob, and congratulations on behalf of 1.6 million PETA members and supporters all over the world.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I hope it's congratulations to the animals and congratulations to people for improved human health and congratulations for a more sustainable environment by going vegan. And, now, Ingrid, people may, you're the president of PETA, and people have certain misconceptions about PETA, and even you. I mean, your resume is that of a normal person. You were a law enforcement officer and humane officer, and how did you come to be a founder of the world's largest animal rights organization?
Oh, I think I'm like most people in that I care about animals. I can't abide cruelty to animals, children, the elderly. I don't like unfairness, I don't like injustice, and I don't like gratuitous violence. But most of us are pretty insulated from the atrocities that occur to the disenfranchised. We don't look inside these places, and I was no different. But growing up, I had the fortune, I suppose, to be overseas a lot of the time in Asia, where I was awakened to cruelty to animals in very graphic ways, because unlike here, it happens in front of you on the street. So you see starving dogs, and you see cattle pulling carts and donkeys pulling carts overladen with bricks. They can barely stand, and sometimes they can't stand at all. So that part of my sensitivity became alert to what animals were going through. But I honestly thought it didn't; those sorts of things didn't happen in the West. And it wasn't until I was about 20 and happened because my neighbors moved away and left some cats behind that I went to what I thought would be a lovely shelter, a place where there would be caring people to turn them in and find them homes, and found that the particular place I went to was a house of horrors. And from there, I just started to peek behind the scenes. I quit my job. I was studying for the brokerage. I was going to be a stockbroker. And I just thought, this is more important. And I began to investigate cruelty to animals in laboratories. That was another eye-opener. I thought only a small number of animals were used in relatively harmless experiments and were taken care of, and discovered a whole world of absolutely unjustifiable cruelty. And so, bit by bit, my eyes were opened, and I thought, well, if I, who care about animals, didn't know these things, maybe I should start a group and start telling people what's going on in their names in all of these out-of-the-way places where cruelty is every bit, in fact, more so than what is going on in third-world countries.
Yeah. Could you have imagined 1.8 million members, though, in the future of your organization?
No, but we need many, many more, Bob. It's just like you need many, many more listeners. We have to gradually, we are waking people up, opening minds and hearts and eyes, and showing them how important they are and how their shopping decisions really do count, that for every compassionate choice, there's a cruel choice, for every unkind choice, there's a kind choice. You just need to know that you do drive the marketplace to be a good place or a place that causes harm. And so through what you do and the information we get out at PETA.org, our videos that are free for everybody to download, our alternatives to dissection for kids and teachers, the cruelty-free substitutes for fur, everybody can do their part. And so we just need to keep growing exponentially until we have a kinder world than we have a cruel world.
And one of the kindest things that one can do is to go vegan.
Oh, it makes such a difference. And, you know, people are frustrated perhaps because they feel there is sometimes very little they can do about suffering in exotic places to populations of animals, the wailing that's going on, and this kind of thing. But everyone eats. And three times a day, if not more, because we tend to like to eat, we make decisions about what we're going to satisfy ourselves with. And once you discover that you can have a rich and varied and healthy and humane diet by just saying no corpses,
no corpses,
and none of that excretion from animals, no stealing, no killing for food, all the wonderful aisles open up, the new cookbooks become available to you, the new recipes, and you do feel good that finally you care about animals and you're not eating those you care about.
And you're not going to participate in their killing or paying somebody else to do it behind windowless walls, and people don't know what goes on behind those windowless walls, or they would all be vegans.
It is, and Paul McCartney said that. He said, you know, if slaughterhouses had glass walls, everyone would be vegetarian. Well, not everyone, because there are some people who really don't care about anything other than themselves. They don't care about other human beings or the state of the planet. But for most of us, if we could stop saying, ooh, please don't show me, I like my steak, which, of course, is an admission that we know in our hearts that something is very wrong with what's going on in the slaughterhouse and on the transport trucks barreling down the highway in the heat of summer with those birds crammed into the tiny cages, very frightened, not knowing what's ahead of them, and would be more frightened if they did. If we just would look or think and say, I'm going to be brave, I'm going to step away from this ingrained habit, this addiction to meat and dairy, I'm going to try something new in my life, I'm going to try to adapt, maybe one night a week at first, maybe one day a week at first. I'm going to try to adapt my recipes, my favorite things, that lasagna I'm going to put in tofu crumbles instead of ground up cow. I'm going to have the bean burrito instead of that poor pig crumbles in it. I'm going to do something and see if I can do it. And I bet you that most people would do it and keep the images that they've seen on the videos, like Alec Baldwin's wonderfully narrated video that we have on peter.org called Meet Your Meat. You watch that, and I always say you'd lose your lunch, because you don't want to be a party to such cruelty to animals, because cruelty to animals has got to mean more than kicking the dog or setting fire to a horse or doing something like that. It's got to mean all animals, because they all feel the same pain. They all value their lives.
Are we,
and they all want to live them.
Are we really out of time? No, we can't be. We had 11 minutes and 50 seconds, and we're...
40 seconds left.
Wow, and 40 seconds left. Ingrid, what happened here? We're pretty much... I don't understand what happened here. People should go to your website, PETA.org, for a free vegetarian starter kit. You also have the world's sexiest vegetarians there, Kevin Eubanks and...
Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood, yeah.
And we have sizzling summer barbecue recipes and a contest, too, so you can enter and win fabulous veggie foods.
Ingrid Newkirk, thank you for being with us today on the first network broadcast. You say you can never go vegan because you just can't give up mayonnaise? Well, no more excuses, because now you know about Veginase. It actually beat Hellman's Best Foods in a taste test. Taste test it yourself. Veginase, all the rich, creamy goodness of mayonnaise with no animal ingredients, no cholesterol. Try organic grapeseed oil or original, prepared in a solar facility. If you find dairy scary, try vegan gourmet cheese alternatives from Follow Your Heart. Mozzarella, cheddar, Monterey Jack. They melt, so you can enjoy pizza, enchiladas, nachos, vegan style. Vegan salad dressings from Follow Your Heart include creamy miso ginger, balsamic vinaigrette, and Italian vinaigrette. Visit Follow Your Heart Market and Cafe in Canoga Park, California. Visit their website, followyourheart.com. That's followyourheart.com. And enjoy Veginase, sponsoring Go Vegan with Bob Linden, weekends on Air America.
I couldn't just let you go so quickly. And, you know, I'd like you to be with us for the remaining 2.5-3 minutes that we have. And, you were just down in Florida, too, at Sublime Restaurant and had a party with Pamela Anderson, didn't you? So.
I did. I just turned 58. Can't believe it. I feel like Paul McCartney, who said, I'm 65. Where did the time go?
I know what you mean.
And Pam Anderson was turning 40, and so she very graciously agreed to come to the wonderful Sublime vegan restaurant in Fort Lauderdale, and we had a little party with a cake. It was just tremendous.
Wonderful. But I know that Pamela Anderson is a big part of the campaign you have against the Kentucky Fried Sicken.
Oh, it is. And she narrates the Kentucky Fried Cruelty video that we have on our web. Bless her heart. I mean, she's always willing to speak out for animals. She is so kind, and battered women, and all sorts of issues. She's supported Special Olympics. She's just got a very kind heart. Also, Casey Affleck, by the way, I don't think I told you this. Casey Affleck is narrating a video that's on PETA.org, too, about what happens to pigs who become sausages. And there's a fact sheet there of 10 reasons not to eat pigs, and some of them are the fact that pigs are as intelligent as dogs or more so. So it's all fascinating facts about pigs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the campaign against KFC, that is because why?
Well, you know, even people who do still eat chickens, and chickens are delightful birds, really gentle and dear, if people eat them, they should not eat at KFC, because KFC, even though it sells more dead chickens than any other fast food outlet in the world, still will not impose even the most minimum humane standards. So chickens have their wings and their legs broken in transit and in handling, and many of them go through the defeathering tank while they're still alive, which means they're scalded to death, not stunned.
That's disgraceful.
It's totally disgraceful, and I think everybody could pick up leaflets and put them up at work, give them out at school, and just let everybody know that Kentucky Fried Cruelty is nowhere for anyone civilized to eat, vegetarian or not vegetarian.
Right, and people should go to the website, PETA.org. Always information on cruel animal experimentation. You alerted me, and I've had it on the show. It was so bizarre. We had animal experimentation, fruit juice vivisectors. We found out that Ocean Spray and Palm and Welch's were all involved with animal experimentation. No longer. They gave in to PETA pressure, as did Coke and Pepsi, which we never would have expected. And we have about 30 seconds. So Coke and Pepsi now giving in to pressure from PETA not to do animal experiments. And now Lipton Tea, still we need to contact Lipton Tea?
We do. And if you go to the website, you'll find a lot of ways that you can get involved, because I do believe in the power of people, of individuals. We are the ones who buy from these corporations. If enough of us raise our voices and say what we want and what we won't tolerate, the corporations do change. We've had fabulous victories with some of the world's biggest corporations, including General Motors. We stopped all the crash tests on animals, baboons, and pigs.
Thank you, Ingrid Newkirk. You are a hero to us all. Thank you for all that you do. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
This beautiful creature must die. Fry. It's not the succulent taste you're kind. It is death for no reason, and death for no reason is murder. And the cough that you cough with a smile, it is murder. And the turkey you festively slice, it is murder. The fish is a fun silly fry. The meat.
powerful hurricanes, devastating droughts, rising sea levels. Global warming is one of the greatest environmental threats imaginable. The good news is that we each have the power to protect the environment every time we eat. Studies show that adopting a vegetarian diet does more to reduce greenhouse gas emissions than switching to a hybrid vehicle. The power is on your plate. For more information, visit www.vegforlife.org.
Looking for a truly great vegan restaurant in Hollywood? Try Truly. It's a great vegan restaurant at 5907 Hollywood Boulevard, right off the Hollywood Freeway at the Hollywood Boulevard exit. It says right on the menu, we want to make a positive and helpful contribution to society. By using products that are animal-free, we are making a statement to ourselves and others that we are conscientious eaters, acting toward the greater good of all beings. Find out how good the greater good can taste. Go to Truly, 5907 Hollywood Boulevard. Visit the website, trulyvegan.net.